Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy digital world. Welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery, where we're all about reclaiming our time, energy, and sanity in a world obsessed with likes and followers. Now, today's topic is something that gets us all feeling a little bit weird sometimes, embracing solitude and alone time. You know, those moments when it's just you, your thoughts, maybe a cup of coffee, and the comforting silence? Ever felt like society tells us being alone is somehow bad? Like we should always be plugged in, connected, sharing our every move? Well, I'm here to tell you that couldn't be further from the truth. Alone time isn't about being antisocial. It's about becoming more self-aware, more creative, and ultimately, more fulfilled. Think of it like recharging your batteries. Without those moments of quiet reflection, we can get depleted and burnt out. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you embrace solitude as a superpower, not something to fear. First off, alone time is a breeding ground for creativity. When you're constantly bombarded with external stimuli, notifications, news feeds, opinions galore, it's tough to tap into your own inner voice. But when you give yourself space, those creative juices can really flow. You might find yourself writing that story you've always dreamed of, coming up with innovative solutions to problems, or even just enjoying a moment of pure artistic expression. Second, solitude helps us connect with our true selves. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us who we should be, what we should want, and how we should live. But when you're alone, you can shed those expectations and simply be yourself, no filters, no facades. It's a chance to explore your values, beliefs, and desires without judgment. Think about it like this. Ever notice how you have different conversations with different people? You might be more guarded around some folks, while others bring out your goofy side. Alone time allows for that unguarded conversation, the one you have with yourself, where all those hidden thoughts and feelings can finally surface. Thirdly, solitude is a powerful tool for self-reflection and growth. It's like hitting the pause button on life, giving us the opportunity to assess our thoughts, feelings, and actions. We can identify patterns, understand our triggers, and make conscious choices about how we want to move forward. Think of it as a mental spring cleaning, decluttering your mind and making space for new ideas and perspectives. Fourth, alone time is essential for stress management and well-being. When we're constantly plugged in and connected, our minds never truly get a break. It's like being on high alert all the time, but solitude allows us to unwind, decompress, and recharge our emotional batteries. Finally, embracing solitude can actually make us better social beings. By spending time with ourselves, we learn more about who we are, what we value, and what kind of connections we seek. This deeper understanding leads to more meaningful relationships, because we're not just trying to fill a void or please others. We're authentically connecting with people who resonate with our true selves. Now, let me tell you a story. I was in this cafe the other day, watching people glued to their screens, scrolling endlessly. This one guy next to me was literally eating his lunch while staring at his phone. It made me think, wouldn't it be so much more fulfilling to savor that meal, actually taste the flavors, and appreciate the moment? Instead, he was missing out on a simple pleasure because he was too caught up in the digital world. And you know what? That's where solitude comes in. Taking those moments for yourself allows you to truly experience life, the little things, the big moments, everything in between. It's about being present, being mindful, and enjoying the richness of this human experience. So, remember folks, alone time isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. A chance to recharge, reconnect with yourself, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. Start small, maybe just 15 minutes a day. Find a quiet corner, close your eyes, breathe deeply, and simply be. And hey, if you find yourself struggling with that digital detox, don't hesitate to reach out. Share your stories, challenges, and triumphs with us on social media using the hashtag #SocialMediaDetoxRealLifeRecovery. Let's keep this conversation going, because together, we can build a world where technology enhances our lives, not dictates them. Until next time, stay connected to what truly matters.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.